What's your main aim with the Conservation Volunteers?
Well, my sort of special bit of the Conservation Volunteers is training volunteers, training our sort of full-time volunteers and full-time volunteers from other organisations in countryside management skills. So I'm trying to increase that amount of training that we can provide at the moment, though it's a bit of an uphill struggle because we haven't got the facilities, the funding at the moment.
How are you going to get the next generation involved with the Conservation Volunteers?
We don't seem to have too much of a problem of involving volunteers in our programme. And I suppose what helps to some extent at the moment is the vast real unemployment in this country, or underemployment. People are desperate to, you know, do something useful, to do something useful with their time. So people often come to us, you know, by word of mouth. They've got lots of sort of friends and family in the area that volunteer with us already. So volunteering for this generation and the young people of, you know, these generations is not a problem. We do go out and work with schools as well. We sometimes create wildlife ponds, wildlife sort of green spaces at schools if those schools have got the finance to pay for us to come.
And the Conservation Volunteers, you have your Green Gym scheme. Who does that help the most?
It's for anyone who wants to get back to volunteering after they've been perhaps ill for a while, or have found themselves housebound, perhaps mental health issues, a bit overweight, just not really taking part in community activities and want to do something that, as well as making them a little bit fitter, will get them out into the open air. And when you come out with Green Gym and our other programmes, the amazing thing is you find, even if you've lived in Cornwall all your life, you find bits of Cornwall you never knew existed, because we go to some quite obscure bits and it always really excites people.